The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. We are cranking it through February here. Valentine's Day now in the rearview mirror. And happy belated Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And President's Day weekend is now upon us. And, you know, we are moving right along.
Sure, you know, it's moving along, and it's almost March, right? A little sign of spring hopefully coming. I know March can be aggressive with weather, but it's just good to be in March and not January or December, right?
Yeah, 100%. Listen, as you and I always talk, right, we're getting closer and closer to we're getting to the light of the tunnel now. Last year in March was pretty bad with snow,
yeah,
so let's keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen again this year. Because I do remember, like, last year we were cruising through the wintertime and we didn't really use many snow days, you know, for the kids at school. And then all of a sudden, bloom, and, you know, next thing you know, they're taking away days from, Memorial Day weekend and whatnot. So, and my daughter was telling me the other day, you know, they had the governor called state of emergency the other day, right? So the schools were closed in our town on Tuesday for nothing. And she's like, Tuesday night, she's like, oh, I hope we're closed again tomorrow. I'm like, you do not hope you're closed again tomorrow, Ava. You're going to start dinging your spring vacation and your Memorial Day vacation. And, she got it, after that point, you know.
Sure. But the, taking it over to the markets continue to be doing very, very well in 2019. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, strong, Mike. And, you know, it's good to see. Listen, the reality of the situation is we are in such a hypersensitive media environment that, you know, any, you know, bad news, you know, gets overreacted to, and sometimes good news gets overreacted to as well, you know. And one of the things that I appreciate about our approach to the financial markets and our approach to the radio station here is that we're advocates of telling you that it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems. There's always somewhere in the middle we feel very comfortable, you know, telling people that, that's a good thing. And, you know, that's, I think, where we're at right now.
I agree. And, you know, Doug, again, I mean, not to keep belaboring the past, but when you look back at how bad the final quarter year was, especially December, it's now becoming kind of clearer what it was. And it seemed like it was an overreaction to the Fed. And that's when the Fed had made a statement that they think they're going to have to raise rates 3 more times in 19. And I think really that was the event that kind of shook the market and shook everybody. And then, of course, they immediately came out and walked it back.
Right.
And since the walk back, the market's really, can't say has done nothing but gone up, but it's gone up very well. And so I think somewhere along the line, I agree what you just said. I think it was, Here we are. We weren't as bad as we looked, and we're certainly not as good as the up move is. I think we're just making up for that whole period of time. And I think somewhere along the line in 2019, we're going to act the way we should act and be on a normal course.
Yeah, well, I think we're there now. I really do. I believe that the, you know, we fixed ourselves after that overblown reaction. You see, an overblown reaction in either direction always takes some fixing.
Absolutely. And I think that's very a good statement to make to the listeners.
So it was an overblown reaction, in our opinion, at the end of last year. So it took some fixing. And now the fixing has happened. And, you know, we're where we are. And now where do we move from here? You know, Mike, it's you know, where do we go? Now, I got to tell you something that I saw in the news this week that a lot of people raised some eyebrows and took it as a worrisome thing. And now me, as, you know, experienced veteran, you as experienced veteran in this business, I don't take it as an eyebrow. I take it as something different. But again, we don't know your situation, so don't take what I'm going to say as any recommendation to do anything. Please, you know, I'm putting that out there right now. But I saw this week that there is a record high amount of cash sitting on the sidelines going back to 2009 right now. All right? To me, that's good news.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about that. I did. I guess I saw the same article and there was something. It was a lot, you know.
The most since 2009.
Right, but I don't exactly.
I don't know the number.
I kind of know the number, but I don't want to say it because in case I'm wrong. But there was a lot. And I was like, wow. I'm like, that much cash on the sidelines with the market, you know, the way the market has performed over time, but especially so far in 2019. Very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, me too. And the reason that I feel optimistic about it, excuse me, is because I know that money's got to be put to work at some point in time. And, you know, is it going to be next month? Is it going to be a year from now? Is it going to be 2 years from now? I have no idea of knowing, but I do know that it's going to have to be put to work. Mm-hmm. And if you turn the clock back to 2009, when we saw this, you and I came on the air and we were talking about the exact same situation then. And, we thought that we were going to see, you know, expansion in the market coming forwards for quite some time. And, well, lo and behold, it happened. Kind of in the same situation again right now, Michael.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, Doug, overall, though, economically, the news continues to be good. You know, nothing out there, nothing, you know, terrible out there, moving along. Yes, I mean, here we are, right? So, you know, we're in 19, we're halfway through February. Like you said, Valentine's Day is in the books. That's the official halfway mark of February.
Yeah,
markets are doing well. The economy seems like it's, you know, nothing kind of, you know, I'll call it uneventful. No bad news out there. And again, I guess the question always comes up, and what you and I advocate for is if you're out there listening, do you have a plan in place? Do you have financial strategies in place? And what have you done? And we think we know that's the way you should do it, right? I mean, you know, you look at the volatility of the markets, and volatility, Doug, is something we're going to have to live with. We've been saying for this now for the last X amount of years. I think you're going to see up or down, it's very, very hard at times. And I don't think that's ever going to change. And
it's been forever.
And like you and I said, there's the percentage and then there's the actual numbers, right? So, you know, a 10% move on a 25,000 Dow is 2,500 points. 10% as a percentage is, well, yeah, it moved up 10% or it went down 10% in the terms of stock market. Not something we've never seen before. But we think the number 2,500 points seems extreme to people, right? Ooh, it went up 2,500 points. It's down 2,500 points. So percentage versus the actual numbers can play psychological games with you, but we think that volatility is here to stay.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, it is a part. You know, one of the things that people forget to do, Mike, is look historically as what's happened in the market, and it's never a guarantee of what's going to happen in the future, right?
Nope.
There's no but you can see patterns and you can see things that you should expect to live through, if you will, if you're going to be an investor and have money in the markets. And one of the things that you can expect to live through is volatility based on what's happened historically. And again, who knows what the future holds, but it's probably going to continue to happen.
Sure.
You know? So, and the earnings numbers that came out for the, and there's still some coming out, but the bulk are out. They've been nice. You know, they've been good earnings numbers. And, you know, that's why the markets are, you know, doing fine and not getting beaten up here. And, you know, it's just, it's something that people need to take the time to get the white noise out of their mind when it comes to their money, because there's so much white noise out there. We're going to have a government shutdown. Are they going to build a wall? You know, whatever it is, you know, Amazon's moving here. They're not moving there. You know, you still have to focus on your four walls, inside of your four walls, your home, your money, your micro economy, if you will. And too many people out there that we do speak to are focusing on those larger, you know, things, when I'm telling you, don't focus on those larger things. Focus on your finances.
I think the greatest thing you and I have ever come up with on the show to break it, to show, to give an example of that, and anybody that's listened to us for a period of time have heard us say it, it's the unemployment rate, right, in the country. Let's just say it's 4%
right
in the country. And you and I make a great point of always saying, it is not 4% in your home.
Right.
Right? There's a couple numbers. It's either 100% employed, it's either 50% employed, or it's 0% employed.
Right.
Right? Husband and, assuming a husband and a wife.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, so 4% to say the unemployment rate went down, or the unemployment went up to 4, you know, whatever. It's what is your house, and that's what really matters. And that's being a little selfish, right? Because there was times through our 20-some-odd years of doing the show, there was times when the unemployment rate was a little tough and there was a lot of bad news going on.
No doubt about it.
And we're not making light of it, but you were never at a 5% unemployed or 6%. At times, you might have been 50% and hurting.
Or 100.
Or 100%, you know.
Right.
You know, unemployed and hurting. And we understand that. But so that's what matters in your home.
Yeah. And your inflation number might not be the inflation number that they, you know, report out there. You may be a consumer of more, I don't know, of any one product, more utilities, you know, and your inflation rate may be higher than, you know, what they say inflation is out there. So there's a lot of things that you need to focus on, and paying attention to your own personal affairs needs to be first and foremost. It really, really does. And, you know, Mike, we've got to, you know, continue to educate and motivate our people to do that so they don't procrastinate. And to make sure that whatever we can do, we got to do to get them to focus on what's going on inside of their house, because there's too much distraction going on for people right now with major issues that they have no control, no say, no power over, as opposed to the issues inside their four walls.
Yeah. And Doug, how many times we've met with new people that have met us and they've said to us, and we sit down with them, and some of their concerns are just not controllable, okay? And it would be everything from, you know, politics to I don't like this one or I like that one or what have you. And I'm like, well, that's great. You're entitled to your opinion. I respect your opinion. But at the end of the day, you can't control that. So what can we control? We better get to work on that.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, we've got people are going to hear about it during the show here, and we're going to spend some time actually in the next segment talking about it. But we've got a couple dinners coming up here. We've got one this Thursday coming up at Aqua Blue Restaurant down in Toms River. Attendance there is excellent. We may even be going wait list on that one, but don't let that, you know, deter you from calling in. And then we've got one the following week, the 28th, at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes, and there's still some spots, you know, available there as well. So, you know, if you want to come out, you're going to hear more about it. And in the next segment of the show here, Mike, I had a couple people call in during the week and talk to me about the dinners and ask, what is it that we should expect? What's it going to be like? Like, what are you going to go over? So we're going to talk about some of the topics. We're not going to talk about the meat of the topics, but we're going to talk about the topics that are going to be covered in there and some of the things that you're going to hear about and you can expect to leave with some knowledge, you know, pertaining to.
Oh, great. A little preview.
Yeah. Anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're spending some of your time here with us today. And so, as I mentioned at the tail end of the first segment of the show there, we've got a couple of dinners coming up here where we're going to talk about retirement investment strategies, managing your investments during retirement time. And we got a couple of telephone calls in over the last week or so where people wanted to know, Mike, what we would be talking about during the event. So I thought it would be smart for us to actually take some time here today and talk about what will be covered during the events. And again, a reminder, we've got one February 21st, this upcoming Thursday, at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. And then we've got one February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. So, you know, there's opportunity for people to come out and spend some time with us and you know, go over this stuff. So, Mike, why don't you kick it off a little bit here and let's talk about, you know, the night in general, what's gonna happen there that night. And, you know, then we'll start to let people know what they can expect from the curriculum, I guess.
Okay. We're going to kick off the presentation at 6:30 at night. Okay. So we ask you to start arriving from 6 o'clock, between 6 and 6:30, so we get everybody in, seated, and get you up and running and get started on time. Because, like you said, Doug, we don't like to keep people there. It's not one of those things that we drag it out and try to bore you to death. We'd like to follow the schedule, and at 6:30, we'll roughly kick it off.
Right. And, you know, it's about 90 minutes, and we get right into it, right? So when you come, you're going to get – first of all, you're going to get you're going to get good food. There's no doubt about it, right? Yeah. So that's part of it. But you're going to get a workbook to follow along with the presentation that we do here. And, you know, we're going to get into, Mike, one of the things that we're going to tap first – is, and it's high, and it's appropriate for this time of year, if you ask me, is taxation. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, taxes a little bit and what you can anticipate to experience and maybe some strategies that you should consider when it comes to taxation of your retirement income.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, we'll go through taxes. That's one of the, you know, components, if you will, to talk about, and how does it affect you, or hopefully doesn't affect your right, retirement years. But nonetheless, you know, it's there. It's the truth. We need to address it, and we will.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're going to go over, tax brackets and how to calculate after-tax return, because I think that's an important thing that people don't know how to do. And then we're going to, probably talk about some tax-favored vehicles that they can, you know, consider into their retirement years. And, you know, we've said it over and over, taxes and the second topic are two of the big, you know, wild cards and potential income killers in retirement.
Sure, and the second topic being inflation, right?
Right.
And the big thing there is loss of purchasing power. So a lot of times, Doug, people go to retire and they say, well, I'm good now, right? We have enough to get by. What are your bills? You know, and they'll list them. But over time, right, inflation does what? It goes up, right? Things become more costly. You know, and it's just, you know, again, the old gallon of milk, gallon of gasoline. What are you paying now versus what you paid 20 years ago? Retirement's going to be a long proposition for you, right? We believe it's 25 years for a husband and wife at least.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only have to be ready for today, but where are you going to be 10, 15, 20 years from now? What's the purchasing power? What's your money going to be worth?
Yeah. And Mike, one of the things that we like to help people do is figure out their net yield on their money after taxes and inflation. So we're going to spend some time, you know, talking about that as well when we get down there. And you're going to, again, you're going to get a workbook that we're going to go through that you're going to be able to jot your notes in, write stuff down, and, you know, it really becomes a very, very handy resource and a good tool for you, because you're actually going to leave there with, you know, this in your hand, and you mark it all up as you please for as reminders.
Sure. Doug, the next topic that we're going to dive into is your investment portfolio management.
Right. You know, and listen, money's important, you know, it really, really is. Money's very, very important. And, you know, how you're managing your money into retirement, because, Mike, the reality is this. There's two sources of income for everybody. It's people at work or it's money at work. And when you don't want the people at work part to be going on anymore, right, you want to retire, well, your money's got to be working for you then to provide you with income. So we want to make sure that we go through that. And we're going to show you, you know, something that we call a tale of two portfolios, right? We're going to go through, you know, two different examples of something. We're going to tell you, you know, what different investment objectives are. We'll talk about time frames. We'll talk about risk tolerance. And, you know, we're also going to talk about, you know, how do we feel that you need to succeed?
Yeah.
What do you need to do to succeed?
And two of the biggies here, Doug, that you mentioned real quick, to me, it's the investment objectives and your risk tolerance.
Right.
You know, that's to me, that's key. Two of the biggest components. We'll dive into those. So that'll be another area. And another area we're going to look to talk about is outliving your retirement income. Right. I guess that's a fear for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to have enough to take me out the 25 years that Mike's talking about? Will I have enough retirement income? Am I going to outlive it?
Well, listen, one of the things is that, you know, retirements are becoming longer and longer, right? And the reason they're becoming longer and longer is because we're living longer.
Thank goodness.
Right. No doubt about it. Listen, there's, a healthy 65-year-old couple that doesn't smoke. There's a higher than 30% chance that one of the two of them is going to still be alive into their 90s. You know, Mike, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that was unheard of. You know, planning for a retirement to age 80 was like, oh, you're planning on going a long time, huh? You know, and now it's, you're still youthful and you're still rocking and rolling when you're 75, 80 years old, 85 years old. You know, we've got a client that's 105. So, you know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, and more and more pushing that 100-year-old mark. So, you know, making sure that your funds are set up to last long enough to provide you with that income is critical.
Sure, sure. And you know, Doug, it's not only, you know, outliving your retirement income, but how you and I like to say it, and we say it probably every week on the show, is maintaining that lifestyle in
right.
retirement years, right? That's what's really most important. We you know, we want to see you living that full lifestyle, okay? So, you know, people think outliving, you know, my retirement income, what does that mean? I don't have any more income and I'm alive. Let's boil it down to something we can all really relate to. We like to see you maintaining a lifestyle. So in other words, when you go out on retirement, if it means you enjoy going out to dinner or going on that cruise or taking that trip to Florida, we want you to be able to maintain that lifestyle all the way through. And not only maintain it, but not be worrying about it every day. And, you know, I got to run and check to see what the stock market did today.
Right. You know, Mike, you know, there's going to be strategies and techniques that we're going to talk about, you know, during the presentation here that are going to help you, you know, to navigate these seas and make sure that you're doing everything, you know, as best you can for your goals, needs, and objectives. Not for my goals, needs, and objectives, not for Mike's, yeah, not for the person who's going to be sitting next to you, but for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is very important. And then, Mike, identifying the sources of your income is really, you know, important too. And we're going to talk about Social Security here. Social Security is unbelievably confusing for so many people.
Sure. And that's where a lot of the retirement year questions begin with, is Social Security, right, Doug? They're just, okay, I know I'm going to retire, and I know I got to do this thing called Social Security, if
right,
you will. But the who, how, and what of it just drives people mad. And let me tell you something. Every neighbor's got advice for you, but every neighbor's situation's not the same as yours.
Yeah, you know, and we have these conversations with people about Social Security all the time. And, you know, when should you take it? When, you know, should you not take it? Should you take one of the spouses and not take the other ones? You know, what are you going to do? It's really, you know, very, very important to do it. And then, Mike, we're going to talk about things that you need to protect your assets against, right? You've got health care costs, you got retiree health benefits or have been eroding over the years, and you've got, listen, there's usually gaps in Medicare insurance that need to be addressed.
Sure, sure. And a lot of people, when they retire, fail to factor in future health costs, right, Doug? You may retire today and say, oh, we're both fine. We don't take a pill. Well, 5 years, 10 years from now, you may be on some prescriptions. And if you don't have the right health insurance and stuff like that going, that may become a monthly costly proposition for you to get those pills at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
You know, Doug, you ever see sometimes you go pick up a prescription and you look at like the retail cost and it's like $617 for 1 month of pills.
Yep.
Well, if you're not working with the right, you know, have the right, you know, insurance, it could be costly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then, Mike, the you know, one of the things that we're going to do, too, is that we're going to tell you how to recognize and avoid some common pitfalls that that people see, you know, during their retirement years. So it really, if any of that stuff right there kind of like resonated with you or you said, you know, I need to pay attention to this, the opportunity is here for you. And that's kind of, you know, very quickly what we're going to cover, you know, that evening. And, you know, there's more debt and depth and strategies and techniques that you're going to receive, you know, if you come out to one of the two dinners.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, besides it being, you know, nice restaurants, great night, good food, I think what we just talked about basically affects everyone, right, in their retirement years. And then, you know, it's the other thing that I think that's really cool that I enjoy is all the folks that attend the questions and answers. People are asking questions that you'll say, yeah, I have the same question. You know what I'm saying? I have the same concern. So it's kind of nice. And it's nice to chat with the folks, with each other, and get, you know, and, you know, discuss things like that, too.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, we want you to come out and take advantage of this opportunity. And now, it's also important that you understand there's no cost or no obligation to this. And you're not going to be, you know, tried to be sold something, you know, at the end of the event. Do we hope you like us? Yes, we do. Do we hope that at some point in time in your life you say, I'm ready to move forward with this and I'd like to talk to Doug or Mike about it and see if they're, you know, if we're a good mix to work together? Yes, of course we do. We're businessmen. We've been, you know, we've been here for a long, long time. But anybody who knows us will tell you that our approach is very laid back and very, you know, not pushy or anything like that at all.
That's exactly what you can expect.
Right. What you hear on the radio is what you're going to see, you know, see in person when you get to meet us. So, you know, Mike, let's hop to a break. We'll play the piece now about the upcoming dinners. And then when we come back, we'll get to, you know, one of our favorite parts of the show is what have we been up to lately? All right. So we will be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start
at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, or February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And we like to go into this segment of the show right now and talk about things that we have been discussing with other people who are either existing clients or people who just want information about something. Lots of different stuff that has been discussed recently, Mike, and we've been pretty busy. So why don't you kick it off and tell us something that you've been talking to people about?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Doug, I'll tell everybody about somebody that I met with this week, but not just this person, but I've had a few of these, and I think when I say the story, people are going to relate to it. And I had the client that called me and said, "Hey, Mike, I need to talk to you. I want to talk to you about my future." She's in her 50s, and she's, divorced. "And I need to talk to you about my future to make sure that I'm going to be okay, my retirement income." And of course, we have a plan in place and have her all set up. But when I sat down with her, and we reviewed numbers and talked about projections of retirement income, and she even indicates, she goes, "I'm working for at least another 11 years. I have no plans." And she goes, "I'd go nuts if I was home." But what caused this meeting, what caused this, is financial stress from children. Seriously.
Yeah, I believe
it. And how many of those, Doug, have we been getting lately? And what triggered it is that just saying that she had a co-sign, on a lease.
Yep.
And problems with the other child with spending and money and just stuff. And it was just, hey, I felt like I was doing pretty good. But then, all of a sudden, I had to go for some bucks here for this one and I started panicking and, oh my God, if something with the lease and if I got to eat that, it just brought up a lot of concerns, So we sat and again, we walked through it. I talked about her future, talked about that and let's get off of her for a second. But Doug, I'm getting quite a bit of that, especially for the parents that are the 50 somethings.
Yep.
Okay. Because, I guess you're in that bracket of where some issues come up based on children's age, if it all falls into play. And I think that they're really concerned about themselves because they can kind of see the finish line of the 60s being retirement. But they're there, and they have money, and this lady had money and does, you know, was doing well. It's not like she has nothing. But just that concern of where's the end to this?
Well, Mike, you know, some of the heaviest conversations we've ever had with clients have been over this exact topic that you're talking about. And it's not easy for us to turn around and tell a client, you got to worry about you. You know, this, you know, if you go and you continue down this path of, you know, digging your children out of their holes, you're going to have a negative. It is going to have a negative impact on your retirement. If, you know, and it's a hard, hard conversation to have with people because you don't ever want to tell them, don't help your kids. That's really not our spot, I guess, if you will. But it is our spot to be their, you know, financial advisor and let them know what the potential ramifications of their actions are going to be.
Yeah. You know, and another part that I've heard from other clients is, Doug, is that I've had conversations too, not always even so much with, hey, what about my retirement? How am I looking? But to the point of the assets they have, that they've said that if something was to happen to me right now, I don't think this one child should be able to get their hands on this money. They're like, you know, they're financially dangerous, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, there you are. You're in your 50s and health is good and all that. So it's not like, you know, there's anything. But just feeling that if something happened and, you know, we know anything can happen to anybody, right? I mean, we're not. And person's like, what should I do? This person's not financially fit to be in control or to get this sum of money. And it's a concern. It's a worry. You know, Doug, I'm going to say it. I think I'm seeing all too much of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Mike, they don't understand the long-term impact because, you know, if you – and this is completely hypothetical, no guarantees or anything. Yeah. But if you give, you know, a kid $50,000 to bury them out of debt and you took that money and you gave it to them, well, in 12 years, right, if you got 6% interest on that money, the cost for that is $100,000 away from your retirement because that 50 would have doubled over that, you know, assuming that hypothetical interest rate, you know, would have doubled over that period of time. So the cost is, it's not what could the $50,000 have provided you in your retirement over that time frame. It's what could the $100,000 have provided you with your retirement. So there's a cost involved there. So, you know, it's always a hard conversation to have with people.
And, you know, and fortunately, when it comes to the children, too, when there's problems, it gets down to that old, you know, adage about, you know, hand them the fish. It's a meal for today.
Yeah.
Or do you teach them how to fish? And unfortunately, I think a lot of them need to learn how to fish. OK. And so there's more than ramification. There's a lot of ramifications saying, here's the money. I got this child out of a bind. OK. But is it going to reoccur? And then B, like you're saying, what is the, I'll call it, opportunity cost to your retirement 12 years out, you know, so there's a lot to it, having a lot of those conversations, and it's tough.
All right. So, but let's move on to some positive conversations that we've been having, you know, lately, Mike. Let's get off of that. There's been a couple of things. First of all, is the quick and easy conversation I've had with a couple of people this week is, IRA contributions for 2019, right?
Yeah.
Windows open, you can make your contributions now. A lot of people are under the, you know, for some reason or another, they're under the misconception that they can't make their contribution until next year's, you know, they're doing next year's income tax return. You know, it's
because that's always just been habit,
you know. So,
but the, you know, the window's open now. You can go put your 2019 IRA contributions in. The contribution limits went up $500 for everybody this year, so that's good news, you know. So you can do that. So it's, go ahead.
I just want to interrupt you. It's still time for 18. You can still do 18. There's people who think that one. So we got two camps, you're right.
Yeah.
Too late for 18 and too early for 19, and not true.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
As long as you haven't filed
your tax return yet, you still have the opportunity to do
for 2018 if you're eligible. You're
sure.
Very good. Fun conversation this week with a client. Mike called me up and told me that their son got accepted to a college and, you know, awesome, celebrating, got into the one that he wanted to get into. And mom and dad have been very diligent in saving money into the 529 plan for their child for this specific period in the kid's life, and said, all right, what do we got to do now? Because I'm going to have to be prepared to send, you know, tuition payments. starting in, I think you got to send him in August or you know, forget what he said. So great conversation, because successful people did the right habit of saving the money to prepare for it. So the money's there.
Nothing's better. One of the great wins, if you will, of what we do is seeing when somebody's going, a child's going to college and doing what they want, and we're successful, and there's money there to help to do this, you know, and you just forget, right, Doug? I mean, the cost of tuition, if you had to go reach into your pocket and write that check if you didn't have the money saved, wow, think of it that way.
Or you got to borrow it.
That'll make you say, you know, great that I did it.
So the reason that I wanted to talk about that is because I also wanted to use these folks as a bit of an example and just tell people that, you know, when they first had their child, they didn't have a lot of money to put away, but they did put away what they could. I don't remember how much they started with. I have to look it up, but I think they started with $50 a month. And as time went on, they upped it. And they put more money in, and for religious events and for birthdays when gifts were made, they made contributions and, you know, got some help along the way from grandma and grandpa as well. But my point in being is that I want to encourage people, grandparents, if you're listening, or parents, if you are listening, even if you can't save enough to fund the entire bill, something helps, you know, every little bit helps. And if you can get, you know, going in the right direction and start doing that, you'll be so much further ahead. And it really is. I mean, I'm not even the one that saved the money for the kid, but I felt great about, you know, the money being there.
Doug, you know, I'm not a big believer of, and I know you're not either, is when it comes to college savings, is if you sit down a couple with a newborn and you said, okay, you know, it's going to cost $50,000 a year, and by the time they're 18 years old, you're going to need some $200,000 for college. You know, you need to put away X per month. And sometimes, most of the times, that number is so overwhelming and the people don't have it. And what it does is, again, it puts them into the old fear, intimidation to do nothing. And I think the way to do it is exactly what you said. Okay, let's get something open. Let's do what we can. Let's tell grandma, grandpa, if they want to put money into the fund, let's do what we can. And let's do the best we can each year as we move forward and go from there. I'm not into this whole big boilerplate of you're going to need X thousands of dollars to put away each, you know, to conquer this. But I think it's too overwhelming for
people.
Well,
it is way too overwhelming. We know it, Mike.
And it's not a priority when we're talking about 18 years out. You know, hey, the boiler just blew up today at the house. We got to get heat in the house and not worry about, you know, something that's 18 years out there.
Yeah, 100%. And Mike, here's the reality, right? If you can save, $10,000 a year, right, from when the child's born, and you don't get any interest on the money, you just sock it away, you'll have $180,000 when the kid goes to school, right? So, but that's awfully overwhelming to tell a brand new parent, and it's not like they're like, we can't do $10,000, so, you know, well, you don't need to. You need to start. That's the important thing. Yeah. Just like retirement, just like anything, you need to start and get in the habit of doing it and pay yourself first.
Brick by brick, right?
Yeah, it really, you know, that really, really is, you know, the situation. Another thing that I helped clients with this week, Mike, was spend some time analyzing and looking at their existing life insurance policies and was able to, you know, save them some money on, you know, what they were currently paying and extend the period of time that they will have the life insurance coverage. So that worked out, you know, pretty good, you know, for the client here this week. And, you know, that's just another area that we go over, and we don't spend enough time talking about the insurance services that we can provide to people.
Yeah, that's true, Doug. Hey, Doug, I have one and I want to throw it out there because I think a lot of people can relate to this, and we don't. New client this week talked with the person about, and it was interesting because they have not really a lot of cash, and they have 401ks going. But what they do have is the husband has, he's part of like the, I'll call it the stock plan. You know, they have all these different names, the SARs, the DSUs. They got these funny names for basically the company's giving you stock and you vest into it, and there's, you know, strike prices and all that, almost like stock options, you know, stock for the company. And they really don't know how to handle it because there was quite a bit of money that's there. And what do we do? How do we handle it? The vesting schedule, what I can sell now, the taxation of it. And I think people are coming across this with their employers that they're getting these stock opportunities and they don't really know how to handle it. And this was something that I was able to shed a lot of light on. And they felt very relieved by the end of the conversation.
Yeah. And, you know, it's those are tricky.
Yeah.
Very, very tricky, you know. And, you know, people need to understand the potential tax issues, you know, and we can talk to them about some of them and, you know, advise them to, you know, consult with their tax advisor about it. But they can be tricky and that can be scary and confusing for people. I mean, let's face it, Mike, anything that you don't know about and is confusing to you, for most people also makes it a little scary, right?
Yeah. And well, in this conversation, Doug, talking with them and sitting down and kind of taking their inventory of assets, they portrayed themselves as a couple that really didn't have a lot.
Right.
But they had a lot when it came to that. So by the time they were done, they just didn't understand what's going to happen and how to unlock it and how to kind of create that wealth and transfer it to them. So it was an interesting conversation.
So, Mike, I also had a conversation with somebody who called in this week that is not an existing client, you know, wanted to talk about potentially becoming a client. And it's pretty timely because there is, this is what predicated it, is a company called ConAgra in our area in Parsippany is having a big layoff. And this person's going to be impacted by it. And, you know, so they wanted to know how to handle their retirement accounts mm-hmm. and, you know, any severance money and any of that stuff. So, you know, I wanted to talk about that on the show this week because it's a lot of people that are getting laid off from the company. And it's right in, you know, it's right in our backyard,
right.
You know, up here in Parsippany. We've got an office in Parsippany. So, you know, handling the, you know, the retirement funds that you have and any other savings or any other, you know, company related benefits is really important. And, you know, we can help people, you know, and talk to them about that stuff because we're pretty versed in that area.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug. And, you know, and we, again, like you said, we do have an office in Parsippany, and that's a great point because there's a lot of other major corporations up in that area.
Right.
You know, and so it doesn't have to be, you know, you're being laid off or the company's going out. In this case, that happens to be the story. But for any major corporation up there, we're right in your backyard.
Yeah. And, Mike, I've seen articles about, you know, some layoffs that are coming from other companies in New Jersey over the next, you know, couple of months. And they're broad-based throughout the state. And, you know, we do have other offices and we do have meeting facilities. So, you know, if you're one of these people that's unfortunately, you know, going to be hit by this, yeah. you know, little layoff whatever you want to call it, that's coming up here, is that, you know that we're here to help you and, you know, show you the, you know, the ways and the options and the opportunities for, you know, any, you know, related assets.
Doug, you know what? How many, over the years, and I know I've had many and you have too, many people that are out there in corporate America that just have the fear and there's always been layoffs or they think they're going to be next or they have just have a general fear of losing their job. They've worked with us literally blow for blow along the way, preparing like as if it was going to happen tomorrow, but it got stretched over time or never happened. But just to have the peace of mind to be financially set that if this day comes, you know, you never know, right? You show up at the office and, oh, by the way, unfortunately, I mean, we've helped many people, but they were prepared for it, you know, and I always joke around. It's like being a defense attorney, you know, when the day comes, just make the phone call.
Right.
We're there for you. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, to make a little light of it, but at least they were prepared and not overwhelmed when the time came.
Right, right. Absolutely. So anything else you want to add in this segment?
That's it. I think we hit a couple things.
All right. Let's we'll hop to a break. We're going to tell you about the upcoming dinners that we're having. You know, we want you guys to come on out naturally and join us on that. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start
start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, or February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Hope that you're enjoying it, and you know, I hope that we're making sense to you and getting you to think a little bit. It really is. The show's been on the air for a long time now, 24 years, I think. Right, 24 years now, right? Yeah. You're shaking your head, no, right? 23?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
23 years, right? Yeah. 95. 23 years we've been on the air now. So the our objective when we come out here is to get you to think about your money, because it's too easy to not think about your money, right? I mean, Mike, you can get swept away and, you know, watch television shows and, you know, do whatever you want to do and just ignore it. But we want to get you to think about it.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, again, we get you thinking and, you know, try to get you motivated too, right, for your situation. And over that period of time that this show has been on the air, so many things have happened, right? So much experience, right, that we've kind of sat and spoke through and you know, different things and the dynamics of the financial world have changed drastically over that period of time, right? I mean, just, you know, not the markets, the economy, you name it, you know, taxation, law, everything. I mean,
the speed of information.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, at one time used to be, you know, you had to get the paper to check to see what your...
Or does this ring a bell to anybody?
Yeah.
Right? Now you got onto the internet.
Yeah.
You had to dial on, go to AOL, look for a local number, hope that you hit one that's got speed on it.
I forgot about that local number stuff. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But things have changed so much, and that's all. And you know what, Doug? I'm very proud to say our show has stood the test of time, because we've adapted, we've changed, cutting edge, bringing in the, you know, the innovations along. And, you know, this week, Doug, is also, you know, at the end of the show, right, we kick off the dinners that we've been talking about now for over a month, right?
Right.
The first one kicks off this Thursday night, and then the following week on Thursday night.
Correct.
So, you know, we'll be back on the air next week, and already had the first dinner in the books, and we're looking forward to that so much. And there's still time, right, to sign up to come out to the events. And it's really, I've always said it, Doug, it's the radio show hits the road. So it's a fun night. It's great to meet people. I know people like to meet us. So here's the opportunity over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, really, you know, it really is a good opportunity. And if you can't make it out, you know, I've told this story in the past, and is that, you know, there's an old-time business guru, Brian Tracy, who I had the opportunity to do some work with and participated in a book that they wrote. And I got to spend some time with him, and, you know, he picked my brain, and, you know, it's so funny, Mike, isn't it, when you meet somebody who just has the ability to make you feel good about yourself and, yeah. and talk. You know, he's one of those guys. And, you know, I was talking to him, and, you know, he told me, he said, Doug, you and Mike have a big responsibility. You really, really do, and you need to take it serious. And that responsibility is to let people know that you are available to help them with their money, because money is one of the most overwhelming things to people. And that is one of our driving forces, you know, when we do come out here, is to try to do that for you and let you know you have some place to turn to. You have some people to turn to here that, you know, should you have some questions, should you have some uncertainty, should you have something going on in your life, are you receiving an inheritance, are you going through a divorce, you know, have you sold a business, are you retiring, you know, whatever any of those things are, we want you to know that we're here to talk to you and to bounce ideas off of us and to, you know, let us share our, you know, knowledge and wisdom with you to try to help you make good decisions.
Doug, you know, I find so often, especially with the retirees, people that are already retired, a lot of times they just need to sit down and kind of get reassurance and kind of hit the reset button.
Yep.
And just you know, kind of get refreshed and feel good about things. And you know, if they have a good plan in place, believe in what they're doing, and they're going to be okay. They just need to get refocused, or like anybody else.
Yeah. You know, no, you're 100%. So, that's the situation, and that's what's going on out there. And there is opportunity for you out there. And there is, you know, places that you can turn to. And, you know, the other thing is, I want to talk to real quickly to the business owner out there. You know, we do work in the employee benefit areas to, you know, to help you, save costs or, you know, be more efficient. And there's a lot of times, Mike, there's businesses out there that have their medical plans and they don't have a broker working with them, or they don't have a good broker working with them that comes out and sits and meets. And, you know, we can become the broker on your plan, even if, you know, we don't change it. And then, you know, we can come out and advise and give guidance and you know, teach your employees and that kind of stuff. And the same holds true for your retirement plans at work. You know, if you've got a retirement plan, you know, set up for your employees, but you don't see the person or people or whomever, they don't come out, you know, and take the time, well, talk to us about that, because it is a service that we can provide to people.
Yeah, great point, Doug. That's great. We don't talk about that often, but that's areas of, you know, a lot of times people just sit with their health plan, a business owner, and watch it go up every year.
Right.
And it's quite frankly stale, and you haven't had it looked at or tried to save some money. There's an opportunity for you with us.
Yep, there absolutely is. So we hope to meet a lot of you on this upcoming Thursday at Aqua Blue Restaurant, or the following Thursday, which would be the 28th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes, as we're going to be, you know, hosting two dinners there that we've been talking about for a while. We're excited about it. We can't wait to meet you guys. And, you know, that's the story. So do us a favor. You got anything you want to add, Mike?
I'm good, Doug.
All right. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, or February 28th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.